starting to give Vestas, there are two in Yodim. The idea of the calculations, exactly when is the vest, that's not our sugya. That's going to be better from the end of next week, the sugya and Simon Kuf Pei test of calculations. The second concept of the vest is dan hogas, how to act on your may vest. That's be'ikr our sugya. Negar to our sugya, there are also 2 points. This idea of precious, how to be knowing per se, and this idea of being mat yourself through bedikas, that's going to be sif tests. And we have 2 and a half years on Yimei Vest, the Prishu Shavai, and then the idea of Bedika. To make the Sugya of Vestas, we have a Sugya of Tezvav, Tezayin, a whole lot over there about is Vestas to Rabbonin of Vestas to Raisa. Where we actually explain about Tezayin is that we have an idea over here of Urch Bizman Abal. Once a month, she comes along and she usually sees her vest over here. Is that Nichol Yisrael Chazaka? Whether negate the vest of Afloka, the distance, the vest of Chaydish, or the way Rashi Nav Tezvav says, Rav Noshim, Stam Noshim, Si Shloshim Yoim. Whether it's that you made a Chazaka yourself, whether it's that the Sugya of Rav Noshim, the question is vest is Rabbonin or vest is Daraisa? Daf Mina Rashi speaks out in Nav Tezayin, is you need to do a Bedika to mat yourself Labailo. That's nafkamino. It's sad to say, Siraisa, says Rashi on Dr. Zvov, Halachal Moshim Yisinai. The Rosh starts off, Parak Aleph and Siman Aleph and Luchas Nido, Halachal Moshim Yisinai. Now, there could be a Shaila according to the Rambam. Skidur, the Rambam Luchas Mamam says, Halachal Moshim Yisinai is never Machloikis. Over here, it's Machloikis. So the Chavasir gets involved with how do you answer the Surah according to the Rambam if you want to say the concept of Halachal Moshim Yisinai. Well, Maisha, that's the record says to Raisa. At the end of the Sugya, Dr. Zion, come on Kaisis, he brings down the Vayda Chanan of the Shultas. He says, we pass Kindur Abonim. Whether it's had Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Basro, whether it's had Rav Yisuro, whether could we hold like a Bishur against Rav Elazar, whether fourth reason he says, Chachom, we pass against Rav Meir, he has 4 different reasons. Why are you passing the Vestas to Abonim? And therefore, as far as I see, all the Rishonim passing negate the Sugya of the Vestas to Abonim. Whether it's a Rav, the Ravid, or the Eshkol, the Ramban, the Balamor, the Rashba, the Rosh, they come along the Ritva, Yosef, they pass in blessings to Rabbanon. Diva is very clear, Lalocho, to match yourself, Labailo, come along the Beis Yosef and the Shachantaz. The Sugya over here is the Vestas is the Rabbanon. Now, the Svaros will make an afkimino of how to apply negate to the Gedder Shavoy. First, why should it be a case to Rabbanon? We start off saying that we're discussing case of Chazaka, a flog of a Chodesh, which has a sugar of Reim Noshim, to Chazaka's Menatayra, Reim is Menatayra. What's it sad to say to Rabbanon? So the Pesach Shuvah brings down from the Noda Behuda that forget, you have Chazaka against it at Cheskes Tara. Cheskes Tara over here, that's what she was mutter until now. Why say it's switched over here? Then with this, the Tara looks, I'm saying from the page, bring along, which has a sugar of Cheskes Tara against a Chazaka Urch Bezmanabo. Therefore, give it a get of Rabbanon. A second malach, the Chassam Sofer says, the Beth Melchavadash from Kiveger, the Chavadish goes this way, that it's Chazoka also Lishtanois. Especially Bezman, there things change due to outside factors, whether it depends how you, what work you do, whether you're traveling, what food you eat, what emotions you feel, are you happy, you're sad, and you do it today Bezman Azer, our Noshim see all around the time, there's no set time for Iker, Bezman Chazal is more of a Chazoka. Since things can change based on what you eat, but what you do and how you act can change what happens over here. Therefore, we're not going to give it a chazaka of the right. So it's a chazaka also l'shtanis. The third one they say, Shalom Eishiv Malayroim, is that we have a chazaka of Akert. We know Shmuel says he has Akosha. She did not say she has Akosha over here. So come along with the Aruch HaShulchan, wants a tiny of the Mandi Omer says it's the right. So he owes Lacha Moshe Messina telling you that we can say she had Akosha, does not know about it. It's a chiddush. The passage he walks and says, "There's no agosha." So we have a tiny against the race over here. There's no agosha over here. The even the chazaka erch bezman abo is not a shtaka chazaka. It's a race over here, and that's why it's through Abanon. So again, we have 3 reasons why we pass in Avada the idea to matzav labaylo to bedikas the dinu Abanon, either genyam chesetayro or the whole chazaka erch bezman abo is a chazaka also l'shtanis. Or mitzad the whole idea we have a race of the sugya of agosha. Now that's negare to the idea of matla bailo. The second concept negare to the idea of drabon deraisa, the prisha itself. I mean, I want to divide the two things up. The idea to match yourself after the Yemei vest, that's a shallow we pass in Rabbanon. But Bizmana vest itself, the Prisha itself, is that Rabbanon Deraisa. That means that we have a sugya by us in the Avsama Gimel of the Beis that brings down a pasuk in Mitzrayah that says, Vizatis bnei Yisrael mutumosam. Omer of Yashio, Mikan azol of bnei Yisrael yishishu bnei Yisrayim samach levesto. We have a pasuk over here in Parshat Mitzrayah, a person should be purged from the wife, says, Rova hamoch an oino. We have a pasuk over here. That's a sugya of not to after the tash, after this man vest, that's a sugya of this man vest itself to a sugya of Prisha over here. That more brings down a pasuk, Parshat Mitzrayah. Kamal Lushanim argue in that concept over here is that a din deraisa like the pasuk, or the pasuk is a smachta ba'alma. I mean, certain svarim put the two sugyas together, four of the two separate sugyas, one dikel matla baila, one the sugya of Prisha bismanifest itself. On that, Kamal Peska Shuva brings down the Ru'ah, and the Ru'ah says Prisha itself is deraisa. Bismanifest itself is deraisa. The Beis Yosef brings down the same, but Shuva says on the bismanifest itself is deraisa. The Ritva, Taisha Rosh, go this way. Atzal HaShem, the Beis Yosef brings down numerous cholkim, brings down the Ran, the Rashba, the Rosh, and all this, we shouldn't go this way. The Raiva, Taisha Rid, they come along in Taino, that the preacher itself and the Pasuk is a smacht of Alma. Ruk Yosef went this way, and Meir went this way, it's a smacht of Alma. They could say, why need a Pasuk a smacht of, it didn't do Rabbon over here. What's the mile of a smacht of? So there's a Shalom Klolius, what is the strength of a smacht of? The Rav has brought down numerous times among the Paiskim, people going to Hilchot Shabbos, being down to the Mashal, Tosi Yishon Ben Beyo, that Smachta, even though it's a Dindu Abonon, has a strike get of a Dereiso. Give example the way that people going to go down, he says, you want to check your pockets. On Shabbos, you have Mux inside, I have Mux in the Abonon. Since Mux is a Smachta Kuro, has a get of a Dereiso. So a Smachta is a stronger Dindu Abonon, like I'm a Dindu Abonon. So we have the Shalom with the negative preaching, the Dindu Abonon, or Dindu Dereiso. On the page, I even saw the Pesach Tshuva, he brings down a chiddush to the Noid of Yehuda, that he wants to mechalek between the idea of Shem Atiro or Shem Atiro also. He wants to tie the Shem Atiro, that's the chshash deraisa, and the preacher itself is the get of deraisa. Mash enkein, mat yourself labaila, afterwards, Shem Atiro also, then you have a cheskis tire against it. And if he wants to mechalek between one verse or other, and preacher itself is the get of deraisa. Now, the Pesach Tshuva goes on further, it says, the Ma'amok the Noid of Yehuda, what Sam Soim says from the Ra'ah, look up the Ruah inside, he's saying it dropped different. They're both in Mechal between before and afterwards, one being Machma afterwards, one being Machma before, but in the Prisha itself is the get of the Raisa. And the other Sam Soyim brings down from his Rebbe, lost an Allah that way. Chaim Alevi al Rambam, he gets involved in the Torah, the Rambam, the Steers, the Rambam, how to answer the Rambam, and he comes out, he said the Rambam the same concept. The Chil between afterwards was Bizman Prisha. Prisha is the Raisa, and afterwards is the get of the Rabbanon. The Maisev, you read the Shach and Taz, they're disagreeing. The Shach is discussing the sugya over here of what be parish. Tzarech lifash words of the Mechaber by Prisho says the words of the Shach. Reiv poiskim achreinim. The loch is the gedra derabbanon. And we're discussing in Sif Beis the sugya of Prisho. The Taz is discussing the sugya of vest of Ozerua. So what's the loch in the gedra Ozerua to be machmer a vadikim mekel? Why? Because the whole idea of Prisho is only din derabbanon. So even though you see the Pesach Shuvah on the page bring down the Noid of Yehuda, the Taz and Shach disagree. They don't point it out, but they clearly are against this chiddush of the Noid of Yehuda. The preacher itself is the Raisa of Vadis Rabbanon. Read the Beis Yosef is clear that way also. And look at the page, the Minchas Yaakov this way, the Goyim go this way, the Beis Meir on the back says this way, Sitar Shivatian, and come on, all the Svarim go not like the chiddush of the Noid of Yehuda. They come along in one title. The preacher itself is the Rabbanon. The words of the Patnas Rebbeinim when he writes it, Chol Chachma Yisrael Chol Kamalov. All Chachma Yisrael argue with this concept of the chiddush of the Noid of Yehuda. And the Graz, and the Chavdas, and Kiva Eger, Maram Sheikh, the old time that preaches also the Rabbanon. The evil comes out. The true, we have two different sugyas. We have the sugya of Sif Bey and the sugya of Prisho. The sugya of Bedikah and Sif Tes to match itself with the Bailo. Sif Tes, everyone agrees it's the Rabbanon. Sif Bey is all the place can also say it's together the Rabbanon. Not like it says like the Noid of Yehuda, that the sugya of Prisho is together with the Raisa. There is an Chiddush by the Chochmah Zon, we want to say, the Aruch HaShulchan goes this way. They want to tell the whole mavucha is samach. Let me before the vest itself, but the vest, the mamish is man the vest itself. So the words of Chochmah Zodim, nearly davar chodosh, those are that's nichel negeder of a deraisa. That everyone agrees a geder of deraisa. On the end of a tzorachin, you do anytime anyone says lashon nearly davar chodosh, they're all called the lashon of Abdenezer, chodosh osmin atayro, and therefore it's the massive kiddush over there. And they've been oilam ol makamim chaim. They disagree this concept. Kishur Arach says before against the Rishonim that way. The Rashi was against that way. The Rav is against that way. Pashtim Munim say that way. Say, well, that's not so. That's Pashtim. The steamers are poiskim not to mechalak. Whether it's b'shas vest or kodem vest or achav vest, whether matla bailan, whether they get to the sugya prisha. The loch is we paskin over here that the get over here is a get of a drabonon. Oh, so speak out next step. This whole raid over here is they get only Ves Kavor or Rav Noshim. You get involved with Kordurashi, Stam Noshim, or Shloshim Yoim. But Vesha any Kavor, the Kulam is the get of Drabalan. That's not even the Shiloh. There's no Chazakh, there's no reason to make it in the case of Deraisa over here. Now, whether you say it's Drabalan or Deraisa, we pass in the Drabalan. Who is the Chiyah Prisha put upon? So, Olam see the Pesach Shuvah Sikon Beis, it says that both Nikaparo. That means whether Sugya of Nida, as the Mishnah and Shabbos says, is put upon the Noshim, and therefore the Chiyah put upon her, whether it's the man, both of them have to keep the calculation or be responsible for the calculations. And the Sugya Prisha, a Gam is a Gedda Drabonon. If you do not do this idea, it comes to May Ves, and you have Tashmish, they're both Nikapora. How to go do that? That's the end of Sim Kopehe. What to go do? It's a little bit more trickier, let's say you love Tashmish, you realize it's your vest. What do you do now? To be, might to come out, that's the Bayam Tanav Gano. Elamayah, stay inside till it comes Eva Mace. The more you wait, the more of a chance she comes to need over here. Big Mavuch will get to Kufayeh, what to go do? Punish for Eva Mace, you wait. Or if I care it, get as quickly as possible, not delete to the Isser. Well, that's just a sorry thing. But Vandachi Vestas is put upon both of them. Once again, that's like dumb. What is our Sugi over here? Now, in our Sugi, we have a look on Sif Aleph that says 2 points over in the Machaber. One is when you're going to have Tashmush. The idea is not to bedika before or afterwards. When to bedika is to matzav labayla, that will be kopei bov. The second thing is, second half, kol ma b'livdo kaizem mishubach. Mishubaches. Explain each one. First, the idea of not just to check yourself. Mishash tashmish, that's for etzim and sugidaf yabayz. The gemara says, shaylo, ma tivdok atzim labayla. The gemara says, loy tivdok. But he says, being done a clear machalik among rishonim, what does that mean? Does it mean before tashmish or after tashmish? The way how Taisha says the Torah brings down is Tafka before Tashmish. The way how the Rebbeinu Simcha and the Gaon Mishnah is being down, the Halacha is after Tashmish. The Halacha is what the Kimta of the Gemara is. The way how the Ramon and the Pesach can be down, both. We mean Machlo both, not before Tashmish and not afterwards. Now the Shaila is, how do you understand the Mechaber the Ramon? That means they come along with the Shach and explain Pshat in the Mechaber, and they come along with the Taisha Shlomo and explain Pshat in the Shach, how to explain Pshat in the Mechaber. Otherwise, it's a little bit confusing what exactly is going on over here. They point out the two separate machlokes in the Mechaber against the Ramah. First comes the Mechaber and says, you do not need in its Tzricha to Bdika before Tashmish. In its Tzricha. Don't need to. Sounds like you're allowed to. The Ramah says, Ein Lahachma, do not do it. So one machlokes is, are you allowed to or not? The Mechaber says, you don't need to. The Ramah says, no, the Ramah says, don't do it. Aleph. The second thing is, the Mechaber only being down before Tashmish. The Ramah is being Moisev Acher Tashmish. The idea, even after Tashmish, not do Bedika, why leave Benach for Parish? Should be Choshe, maybe so Dam, or she had a Kosh over here, maybe should be Osir, and therefore lead to the future, be Bayot Negeta, matter herself to her husband. The Torah Shalom ends off with Tzorachim. Why Lechor, the fact that Yeshua said, Losh Neramov, Losh Yish Oimim, Mechab says one thing, the Mod being Moisib, Lochad and Yish Oimim, even the Loch of after Tashmish. Now he said Tzorachim, just if you want, there seemed to be a question, what exactly is the Tzorach Iyan over here? That means the Sefer Aruch Mishur on the back of the Torah, and he brings down that the Minchas Yaakov said Tzorach Iyan. Neil Meisher says that's not Pshat Mechaber, and he wants to argue, and he gets Val Barichas against the Minchas Yaakov. What's the Tzorach Iyan? The Sefer Shemel Mincha, the son of the Minchas Yaakov, and he quotes Aruch Mishur, and he defends his father, and he says, Avada, I know exactly what he means. It's not the Tzorach Iyan over here. The Aruch Mishur, the Madura Basra, come along and attacks the Shemla Mincha, whose attack is going on Aruch Mishur, that's going on his father, the Minchas Yaakov. And he says, Avada, what's going on over here? They have come along and attacks Shlomo himself and Shuman Shus Yaakov in Chelek Gimel. He defends himself and his son against Aruch Mishur. And the Gemara go back and forth like father, son, Aruch Mishur, then the son again, then the father. What exactly is happening? What's the Tzorach Iyan Pshat in the Mechaber? Now, not to get involved in the Chabur over here, what exactly is going on. I understand with Taz Hashalom, he gets involved and brings down a couple pages what the Arichas over here, what the Mavuch is of Pshan Mechaber. But so might as come out, we have, first of all, we have two Machlokes in Mechaber Samo, Beikah, we Paskin, the Loch is, we like the Amo, a person should not do bdika not before Tashmish, not after Tashmish. The second halacha over in the Mechaber is based on the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak in Nidah that says halacha is a kol yad hamar b'livdak b'noshim mishubeches by women, not by men. The Mishnah says women should do bdikas whenever she can shloi b'shat Tashmish. The question is, should our noshim do bdikas to make sure everything is beseder? The Mechaber brings it down. The Mechaber says yes. The Levush is my sister bringing it down over here. Chach Bezod brings it down. The Kishon Aruch brings it down. The Aruch HaShulchan, they bring down the Taloch, which is the Mishnah. That means you can argue the Mishnah is discussing Dafka Lataris, Dafka Kachim. Come to the place, can bring it down. No, even Labaila, even Bezmanazah, you should also do a case of Bedikas. Therefore, it sounds like read the Shulchan Aruch, go home, tell your wife, if not negate Tashmish, go do Bedikas. Is that the correct Anhoka that we should be knowing Bezmanazah? So Moshe has a tshuva in Yodei Chelek Dalet, discussing the case of going to the Beis Akisa, do a kenuach, should go check it or not. So he says, first of all, the idea of go checking during Zayin Nikiyim, he says that dafka what Chazal say, the bdika is once a morning, once not to be moist more upon that. Voidi says a second point, when you go check the toilet paper, you're left with sveikis. Sveikis. Do a efshel buray on things that you never get, end up being machmim mitzad sofek. Who says to go check? So therefore, bezmanazeh that we machma mitzad sveikis neitiv advimus, there's no ma'ilah advimus bedikas. Since at the end of the day, we machma things that be'etzim are mutter, you'll go check, bring it to Rav, and say you're osur, and be'etzim you should be mutter. Now, as example, he writes in Shuvah, a kemara shava v'zov, like golden wax. That means we shulchan aruch is matter golden wax. We come along to be machma golden wax, so there's no reason to be marbim bedikas. Because Avadim is man of the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch also think that Noitel and Mimus are a machmir, and anything looks like red. But things that are Avadim mutter like golden wax, there's no reason to be marble in Medikas. That means if you're on Hogel, it's not to be machmir on golden wax, which I think most of the people in this room, it's to be machmir only in things that Noitel and Mimus, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. We're back to that loch that says over here, Chol HaMarber, to be lived out, is Mishubechas. And that's again, and even in those days, we know already the Sugya that says, that Chazal were not clear, and Bezman and Shulchan Aruch were not clear what is red. Therefore, anything Noitel Mimus should be Machmer, and that's what we have Laloch Bezman is there. It sounds like we should go check. Lemaisel, the Svarim Bezman is there, whether it's Or Yitzchok or Ol Saro or Oshkol or Berkowitz, they come along with different avenues why we should not tell the Noshim to go check. They first allow for the concept of Noitel Mimus, we're only left with Sreikis. Every Sefer said that's not enough of a reason to be matter, not to bedikas, because the Shulchan Aruch has the same halacha. But the most and more, they say also our noshim, they seem to gurim pitzorim or they have pitzorim, they create makas, either because they do not know how to do bedikas, or because they're more sensitive, or rub the area too much, and makes makes them the more dainty bezmanazah, and therefore at least the bayot, which is etzem, you come to ask them, it's on the sugya of makah, even though it's not coming from the makor. We have Kahana says it over. Just like Chazal was Mekel Amachilisin, let's share it with, because all around there come Machilisin around. Chomita Bita called Sadim Sadim has bugs. So, Bezmanazah, the amount of Noshim that do Bedikas over here, do Shifchim, make Makas over here, is what Chazal, it's the same amount of that was around Bezman Chazal to get to Machilisin. True, some Noshim won't make Makas, they know what they're doing. But the same reason why Chazal mocked Machilisin, because that's what will happen. Also, Bezmanazeh, we should not do bedikas. And that's the time over here. The same amount of, I guess, percentage-wise, will happen over here. So, Mati here, Mati over here. A third point. Whether Oshkol brings it down, contemporary Rabbanim generally discourage unnecessary bedikas. As he says, first, Halacha. That's clear. In the footnote, he explains, one of the reasons he gets involved with is today that to create additional stress or strain in the relationship, separating one from another. And he's writing this before the explosion of internet. He's writing this 20, 25 years ago. Due to society, and due to the modesty, and due to the strain in the relationships and shalom bias, he writes, Mamash, the words are, if Chazal were Bezman HaZeh, they would tell you, don't do bedikas. Pashas, they would recommend you, that's much healthier, people say all the time, it's much healthier for the wife to be mutter. Which had the people, now some people have great relationships, some. But the people have a lot of friction, and it's harder, and it's tougher. And he says, Chazal would not have said this halacha. Now again, Al Achaz Kama V'Kama the past 20 years has been getting worse and worse, and just you can get all the shuzim and the raid and isk any rub around the, over there. To make a wife also when it's all about sveikas or chumras or concepts over there, that again, doshim to you. But it's in general, it's not a healthy thing to lead to bayot over here. And therefore, whether mitzad again, it's only loytelad mimos, whether mitzad is sugging up the tzarim. But mitzad, the relationship of the husband and wife, the shalom bayis over here, is that's why we, this halacha is a terrific halacha, 100% emes, except either mitzad nechal sugging machelis, or mitzad our, I guess, our emotional status, and to be healthy for us, and it's not the correct thing to tell women to go do. We're not mar bedikas bezmanazeh. Fine, that's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis is a sugya of Prisha. So again, they get to Prisha, where the Vesh and the Kavua, Kul Amu Drabbanon, the Vesh Kavua, but Ikari Paskin, they get over here, Drabbanon. The question is how to be Noig. That means, number one, first, Tashmish. That's also, that's Poshit. The main shell over here is, what's the Lachan to get to Chibuk Fenishuk? Is a person coming to be Machmer by hugging and kissing, or no, the Lachan Tashmish and not more than that? So first, the tshuva by the tshuva tzadashen, the chel chalaf, he says when you have enough of chibuk v'nishuk, nichle gedev tashmish, and therefore since the, both of them nichle gedev deraisa, it's also. So the tshuva tzadashen. The Taz says maybe dey cheshek, we get right from the sugi b'avelis. Then he says avad it's also, bodam lechavadas, and therefore the place can go this way. The Ben Ishchai, the Kishchon Aruch, Parsi Moidim, Bush Yataro, and there are those, the words of the Baron Moshe, the Debesino, we have Kabbalah from Abisenu, Balairo, Lahachm, Ketaz, Oslan Lichas Merosam, I feel like a Chutasara. We have Kabbalah that we are Machman Chibuk Fenishuk. That's Mamish Kabbalah Bezmanazeh, Mara Besenu. Atzad Hasheni, the Elim sees the Mechaba very clear. The only thing that's also is Tashmish. The Ramal left it as is, and also Sif Yud, he came along and says, clearly, Dafka Tashmish, Levush, the Losh of the Pisca Chuva, Mignan Du Advaz, he says, we should not make Chadish Chumas and Klal Yisrael. Interesting, Loshen. Halavai, we should keep exactly what we might have the lochas. Halavai, he says, the fast move like the faster. Halavai, yishmu mashu to alem put upon him. Halavai, and therefore the fast move like the faster do not clap, and therefore we should not put on the chumras that are with not any clear makar going to be mashed before. That's a tzal sheni. Now there are those who go more in between. The Rav the Binaf of Ozer or the Oskol or Sara, they said Loshen on Nochin Lahachmer. A fourth Loshen, the way how the Shach brings down from the Bach, Numusong go, Machmer Tavla Bracha. That's how the Chokh Mazodim, Min Chesiakov and the Page, the Graz, or Chesulchan, or Moshe, they come along with Machmer Tavla Bracha, Numusong go, Machmer Tavla Bracha. That means before we have four Lashonis. It's either Isser or Heter. Most go in between a Machmer Tavla Bracha or Nochin Lahachmer. That's how the Svarim seem to go. They seem to be on Hakka. We say over the Nusach of a Machmer Tavla Bracha. Now, what's the Svar behind it? What's that to be Machmer? What's that to be Mekel? And again, I'll come out and have communities together. So first, the way the Chumash Adeshan inside, himself brings down, what's the that to be Mekel? So Ketashmish is a Din Dereisa, of Chorus. Mash Enkin, he wants a Taino. The Gedda of Chim Fenishek is only a Lav. It's less of a Dargo. And therefore, the Advaz and Shuvah, it brings down for the Ramban, that's the Shito, it's only a love over here. And therefore, why be Machmah the something that's not Chorus? I mean, Kivegu also on the page, he's been signed to base of Ephraim, says, we're not going to be Machmah things that are love, but only things that are Chorus. Kain's a second Malach, the way of Yonis and Shtaifi says, that the idea of Chibuk and Nishok is again only a Dindra Abonim. Machlik among the Paiskim, says the Dindra Abonim. The way the Chsam Sofer and the Graz, they come up in the Gedda, the Ra'ah, they want taina that tashmish is heats up the body, and therefore tashmish itself is causing the dam to come. Chibuk v'nishuk is dam, not going to heat up the body. They must not going to cause it to come. We're not worried for that. Dafko, something that's tashmish that heats up the body that causes it to come. Therefore, since it's chibuk v'nishuk, not going to cause it to be mekel. Nachas rather some soifim. Another fourth reason over here is the taina is what's going to happen by chibuk v'nishuk. She says, I have my period right now. We perish. By Tashmish, either, what's going to happen? Either she will not sense that she's having a period, because maybe it's the Aver, or even she senses it, now we can do it, you're inside. What's your option? You're stuck, really. So therefore, that's why Tash come along to be Machmer. Those are as far as why we'll be Mekel and Chibuk Fenishuk. What's it sad to be Machmer over here? So there are two different Lashonis. The way the Tash says it over, the way the Chumash Adesh says it over. The way the Tash is saying it over, because it may be the Cheshuk. it's like a siyag over here, it's like a mezayid, the tashmish, that the isid na chibuk v'nishuk, the isir is tashmish, and chibuk v'nishuk is a stepping stone to tashmish. The way that Shimon Sedeshin says it over, no, chibuk v'nishuk is osir because it's hano, it's precious, it's like tashmish itself. Tashmish is osir, chibuk v'nishuk is the same isir over here. Could be the nafkamino, how to say it over, could be a couple nafkaminas, is that there's a tshuva by Moshe discussing, can a man leave his house, go to yeshiva, go to work, and give his wife a peck on the cheek? Discussing with Tzadisuga, Kisha Eivir, Asal Vatolo, Silvanus Motunar Shailo. Even the Americans are taught that way. The English people, I'm told, are not taught, they don't understand this concept. The Israelis, depends who you are, American Israeli, or English. But it's a Ashkenazi question, how to teach over. That's the one Balei Adracha told me. Not mitzad halach, mitzad how they relate to their society. So let's say in the society they give a peck on the cheek going to yeshiva. Is that the is over here by the Yimei Vest? Come on, with Berkus, he wants a taino with the Mahalach of the Taz. The Taz is decided is why it's the idea of maybe they cheshik. For the Americans, it's a way of saying hello and goodbye. You're just showing your appreciation. You're going to yeshiva. Where do you catch a tender? You're going to leave the house. Therefore, a peck on the cheek is not what the Taz over here is saying. Not the Shach discussing. And then he wants to tell Kuli Alma's mutter. Why? Because it is maybe they cheshik. That's a passionate kiss. That's the sort of way we're saying a machmatel of bracho, or those saying nochel lahachmer. But a peck in the cheek is just a way of saying hello. That mice is not nichel in the ghetto over here. And look, kuli alma, especially not the ghetto of the Taz, mice can be mut over here. Now, stimus apoyskim and not machalik. You can argue either they didn't have the concept of peck in the cheek, or maybe they went to mahalik and the shumas adeshin over here. Ken zayin. Fine, but mice, there's a starkest swear out there, especially go to the mahalik and the Taz. That especially gets offended with my hello or goodbye. Echanami, that's not nichel anything over here, and the ma'aser should be mutter. Another nafkamina is, what is the get over here of saying to me machmer? Near to what case? That means number one about tashmish usher. Chibuk v'nishuk is on the second level. That's nichel the get of a machmer tel abracha, anochel achmer. What about sleeping in one bed? Not brought down over here. What's it sad over here? Is it like chibuk v'nishuk? Is it less than that? Is it more than that? So when the Ben Ishchai brings it down, he wants a taina, it's worse than the chibuk v'nishuk. It's chibuk v'nishuk, you say you have a period, you'll be poorish. Here, let's say she has a period at 1 o'clock in the morning, so the next 5, 6 hours, you slept with the needle. It's one bed with the needle over here. Especially if it's man is there, then our noshim are not really sensitive when they have a kosh, not going to wake up in the middle of the night and go see they have a period over here. Now, definitely do that, especially if it comes very slowly by them, unless it comes very hard by them. So one time, it's worse than the chibuk v'nishuk. It's definitely gather of you should be Polish. That's being practicality over here. Using your seichel, that's the mechayim over here. The seichel shabai. That's the chagel precious.
Why is it worse?
Because it's worse because by chibuk v'nishuk, she says, "I mean, something's happening. You'll stop." Here it's 1 o'clock. Came a needle. You slept with the needle. The iser is. It's called using your mind. Say, I understand. Come on. A little bit. Just a little bit. No. Going to everybody. And therefore, the Swarm, the Shukubu Shishanim, and the Shai Toyar, Ravozer, Ravirkwis, they shall say it's worst. Now, however, how far to take it, numerous people, when they're mort, they put the beds together. Interesting, Shalom, the Gerd, the Sugi of Achokis. You have two beds together, but each one sleeps in their own bed. When you learn the Sugi of Achokis, Medinoi, it's mutter. It's two separate beds. However, that's not the Hog of Klan Yisrael. The Hog is either you have a tefach in between the Cholopachit, but they say Gerd is an Amo, or an arm's length, or the blankets should not touch each other. Negate this halacha, so Berkowitz, go back, make your din. If each one sleeps in their bed, the beds are together, fine. Because that's the halacha of Achokis, is not going to sleep with the needle. I mean, even want to be machmer, most people are not in the ghetto. Very few people are sleeping in twin beds, one massive bed. You're really putting the beds together. So fine, but the halacha is just not sleeping in one bed over here. Now, it's not a sheni that those say it's the same thing as chibuk v'nishuk. Except the question is, what do you hold by chibuk v'nishuk? Shulchan Gevara says the same thing. He's making chibuk, it says mut over there, it's mut over here. The way the Bnei Shulchan says chibuk v'nishuk is tovel bracha, it says the same thing, there was tovel bracha. Those say it's also, say it's also. And the Marmok, this Indian, is really the Graz. He's the first one, it's not clear what he says. Look at the Osara this morning, they call the Losh of the Graz. He says, over the Loch is Avado, just like according to Taz, the Loch is maybe the Cheshik, Koshkin in one bed.
Koshkin means what? It's now certainly like Chibuk Nishik, whatever you hold over there, you hold over here. But Koshkin, it's worse. It's very ambiguous. You can say it means Koshkin, certainly it's a nichel, whatever category, Machmet Tel Abracha. No, certainly it's worse, and it's also like Tashmish. So the way the Al-Sara, again, the way the same able to use it from Lakewood, he's very ambiguous what the concept, what it means over here. It's a Koshkin. Depends how you understand the idea of Koshkin. Not a concept. Another example left out. Stoik for Kalas Rosh. High-headedness, intimate talk. But those things are what you may vest over here. So again, numerous from say, it's like Chibuk Nishuk. Therefore, the Tarsus of Soul says, Machmet Tel Abracha, Machmet Tel Abracha. Well, Moshe Tarsus says, we're Machm over there, we're Machm over here. The way the Oscar says, Toiv Lachm over there, Toiv Lachm over there. The story is, again, the idea of, this like Chibuk Nishuk, is the idea of maybe they Cheshuk. Any intimate talk is Chibuk Kalas Rosh. The first halacha of the Sugya Machalkes, the reason why it's a bayah over there is maybe the cheshik over there negate a nevera. Here also the same concept. Therefore, l'chura chibuk kal shoyis should have the same category as chibuk v'nishuk. I mean, however you relate to chibuk v'nishuk should be the same halacha as chibuk kal shoyis. Negate negia. The Chuba says the Chuba says clearly negia ma'ase is mutter. However, the way this forming down of Vozner or by the Shulchan says depends. Negia der chiba. That's like chibuk kal shoyis. Because you understand the idea is maybe they're cheshek. If it's some nikiya, some tapping, or that's not any idea of chiba, that's like any achokal, it might still be motor. That means this idea of maybe they're cheshek as a kula in the chumro. Maybe they're cheshek. You tighten it as a kula, if you make it on a peck on the cheek. But as a chumro, that means anything like that, nikiya, they're chiba, the idea is chokal kalas roish, maybe they're cheshek, give a baya, nichel the category of the chopach, is the makbet of a bracha. Nigeret achok is what? Less than the gear der chiba. What? Stone Kalas Rosh? I have a machine here. Peck in the cheek. It's less. Yeah. It just sang a little bit by. The gear is motor. The gear is motor. The gear der chiba is a baya. It's not maybe the cheshuk. The gear ta chokis. That's clear. The Chumatashin writes ta chokis a motor. That means mzigir ta chokis is motor, making the bed is motor, passing one to another is motor, singing one asaf to motor, all our chokis are motor. That means the gear ta, at the end of the day, what's the loch of precious on your may vest? We have those tashmus is osir, one side. Har chokis is motor, that's the other side. Chibuk v'nishuk is a machma ta lo bracho, nochin la hachmer. Then with cases that chua nichel in the concept of chibuk v'nishuk, that's chokis kal soish, and the gear der chiba. She should always be a tznua. And you should also be a tznua.
She last
sing. She last sing? Is you doing it as to do a... Yeah, sing 100% she last sing. That's difficult to get about chokka. Unless she's singing specifically for you to...
A love song.
Yes, yeah. Divrei Cheshek. To sing a Divrei Cheshek, that's a bayah. That I would definitely get a slight vowel swish, but machmut ala brach and nochel achmer. Yes. Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there. I mean, yeah. Fine. That's the Hogus in my Prisha. Now, the get to Prisha itself, so the calculations will get to again Kofay Tess. But the Kamlum over here, we're discussing once we have the calculation, how far is this man of the vest? That means we have a Sugyan of Sama Gimel, Ramachlikis, Rabbi Yasi, and Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yasi says Yomim Vashois, and Rabbi Yudah says Kol Yom Shalom. The Gemara brings down Rava Allah like a Yehuda. We pass it like a Yehuda. Therefore, the simple understanding, the way the Mechaba brings down, is that if you see at night, next month, whatever Flog or Chodesh or Beni will be at night, and therefore the day before, the day afterwards, is Mutter. You see during the day, therefore the next time you have a vest, the night before, the night afterwards, Mai says Mutter. Like Yehuda says, Kol Yom Shalom. Now it says during the day is Mutter. Tashmish during the day is Mutter. Effective Pesach Tshuva, Tashmish during the day is Mutter. So bring down the Minchas Yaakov towards the Shlomim. The Kamlum says, first of all, the loch is the Abai is awful. You have a good Shris, it's Mutter. Similar to Shrem, it's Mutter. Even if you don't have a good Shris, the loch over here is that a Tamachochim, Mapa Metalisoi. Those things are Mutter. Now, Vader, we don't do it during the day. We're not chickens over here. That's about the correct Ashkov, that's Boshit. But technically, the loch is during the day, Abai is awful, good Shris, Mutter. Again, that's not our Nahoga, but we are not chickens. You want to be a chicken, that's something else. Fine. Now, in this idea, we're saying Dakar that night or that day. Come on, the Beis Yosef brings down the Orzurah. Orzurah has an Aviyazri. It says, Yabi, live for some of the Vesta Chof Dalet Choice. 24 hours. So, what does that mean, 24 hours? The Zeruah itself, when he brings it down, he says, let's say the vest is at night, you push that night and the day beforehand. Let's say the vest is during the day, you push that day and the night beforehand. Everything is beforehand, you perish. I mean, the Gam the Shach says, Ula Hepoch, a little bit of avuch what he means, but it's clear that the way the Swami say over what he means is it means the Zman beforehand. That means whatever your vest is, you push that vest and the Zman beforehand. Now the Shail is, are we choshes for the Or Zeruah? The Beis Yosef brings down the Ogre that says, Chumru Gedoyla. So to me, it's Chumru Gedoyla. The Ritva, the Sugya said, that's not the Sugya. Betzim, the way the Achronim point out, the Gemara really says, what is the Zman of Samach? My love, Oina Achriti. The Gemara says, doesn't mean the Oina beforehand. So the Gemara, no, Oisa Oina. The Gemara says, did not mean the Oina beforehand. It means this Oina. Samach means this Oina. Black, white, Gemara. How in the world could Or Zeruah say that? David Hashem say that snapshot means dafka this man and not before him. David the Mechaber is very clear, means dafka this oino. The Ramah Maisa does not disagree over here. The Taz says, Tmua those who want to be Machmer, Minchas Yayivet, Minchas Yaakov, the Yayivet, Sintairo, Beislach Mehuda, Chavadas, Kiv Eger, Choch Mazodim, Marsham, Orch Shulchan. There is a Sefer, a Tyrus Bas Yisrael, a kid's Sefer that came out when the Chadnish was alive. He wrote a comment to the Sefer, Milchus Nida for the Bnei Yisrael, and he had the Oris to the Sefer. He has a couple of Oris. One thing, there's a letter that's written in a certain prince Tarsh by Yisrael in Akdama. He writes like this: you and your Sefer bringing down the Or Zeruah. You bring it down. You writing to the Noshim Klal Yisrael to keep the Or Zeruah. Achrei Shatar Shlobim, the Kresi Aplesi, Retfers Lamosha, the Kiva Eger, the Chavadas, the Beis Lechem Yehuda, give me Mekel, you give me Machmir to Klal Yisrael. That seems to be Maskons and Chokhmas Adam. You can be Machma over here. So Chanish is writing and being Malakit. The idea over here, a list of Achorinim, it says, don't keep the Or Zeruah. He's telling the person, you're running a Sefer Klal Yisrael, take it out. Do not leave the Or Zeruah inside. That's coming to the Sefer with the Or Zeruah over here. So you have a Chanish telling a Sefer, take it out. Stark Loshen over here. That means do not teach over the Or Zeruah. A numerous form go this way. Atzal Hasheni. The Lim sees a shach over here. We have an Akusa Kesev. The way Lemaise explains the Yisoid over here, how to understand the Gemara, he says for Keret, the Gemara is Batoik the other way. The Gemara is saying when they had a set hour when to go see, let's say always saw the end of the Aino. And that's how when you always see, you have to push for the end of the Aino, and plus the whole entire Aino. You always see the beginning of the Aino, so the beginning of the Aino and the whole entire Aino. But let's say you fluctuate inside that Aino. Sometimes at the end, sometimes in the middle, sometimes in the beginning. That's all one Zman. And Samach means beforehand. And therefore, he'll be perished 24 hours. Because we, Noshim, it says in those days, his Noshim, see, myself fluctuate in that Oino. He'll be perished that Oino and Samach. So he says, even though you can argue it's not, it can be Doicha, it's not clear that way, but Vada, that's the correct Anogo. They point out in the Sugya, there's a Tesis read in Yavamis, and Ben Avram Menahar, in Yavamis. They quote Al Gemara with a different gear, so they write 24 hours. They already showed him that way. The Lekha Yosher, also, he quotes the Rebbe, the Chumat Tadashan, Kedai the Or Zeruah to be Samech upon, to be Machmer over here. So we have Rishonim clearly that says Allah Lamais to be Machmer for the Or Zeruah. And therefore the Shach brings down for the Bach that way, the Chsam Sofer, the Kitzer, the Tziv, Malbu Shetaro. They come along and say either Lashon of Machmer, or Gdei Lachmer, or Gdei Lismach, where's Amoshan Chuva, Roy Lachmer. To be marked with this sheet of the Or Zeruah, as far as I have in the page, it's 27 verse 27. That's pretty machlik shakal over here. Just came out that way. So the shaila is we have a chadnish, very stark, taken out. So the chodesh shani, we bring down the chadnish, she says, yes, the moin am not. Bnei Torah, yeah. Bnei Torah, the maestro, go do it. The way I saw that again, the Osara this morning, he says, the loch is Bnei Torah, we're teach that way. When I get married, I want to keep the Or Zeruah, so I called the Rav on the phone, Rav Sharmig and Flatbush. So he asked me, are you a Baal Bos or Yeshiva guy? So I said, I'm on Yeshiva. So he said, it's fine. The Yeshiva taught the Or Zeruah and he come in Baal Bos, call back. But the Yeshiva taught the Or Zeruah over here. Now the Maisa I see that way is Posh and Yeshiva they teach that way. Baal Bos, Maisa, they teach very clearly to not keep the Or Zeruah. Now I also see there are certain Baal Batim who are really up in the Torah who have to work. They still keep the Or Zeruah. And some Fakert. Yeshiva guys are coming 52 weekends that are really Baal Batim. They not keep the Or Zeruah. That seems to be, you have to know what you associate yourself with. But the Al-Hogah is that Bnei Torah keep it, and the Baal Batim don't. And Bnei Torah keep it mitzad chumrah shavoy. It's clear mitzad chumrah. Again, what to go do? You have to define who you want to be, and who you are. I guess there's two different things over here. But you have to realize, again, it's clear. Again, the Chanisha is, that's not what you teach. But again, come on the Chodshani, from the Torah, that is Roti Machmer. You wonder what it says over here? I said over the Chodshani, in the course of Kabura, I have a right to pick and choose what to say over. Right? On the pages, I give you everything and let you decide. But I have a right to slant things. Fine. That's my schos. Otherwise, I don't have to say, you guys have to be straight. Yes, you're reading it. You're reading it. You're hearing it and you're telling me you're fine.
But as an American, it was a huge size.
I have no idea what you're referring to. No idea what you're referring to. Lemaisa, again, and Hoga is certainly this way. Again, people have a little bit different assurance how to say it over, but how it's taught over, whether it's like when it's Israel, the Bnei Torah Lemaisa taught over to be Mitzad Chumash, to be Machmer, the Balabat Lemaisa, they do not keep the Ozerua. Now, in this idea of Ozerua, do we keep a Baivesh Enikavua, the Svarti Mekel? Because less of a get of a vest over here, it's not the Kvias over here. So there is a pre Sada, about 200 years ago, he comes along and says, what's the Shach answer? He says, because you convey yourself to see the beginning or the middle and the end, that's all one's man. The case of the Shach is by Ves Kavu over here. Voidi points out the Loshon of the Urzua and Rugila, the Rugal, by Dakum case of Ves Kavu. Therefore, by Ves Sha'ain Kavu, you do not be Machim over here. And there's a Daki Truva by us, who brings down the Chua Shai, Chelik Levi, the Maisa want to be Makel by Ves Sha'ain Kavu. It's not a Shani. Let him show the Pesach Truva over here, it's a Kondal. It brings down the Sam Sefer. It's causing what's a Lochel Lel Tfilo. Not to divorce your wife over here. His case is a Vashani Kavur. He's saying by Vashani Kavur in this case. He's saying the Urzuru over. It'd be Machm over here. That's the passion of some Sefer. Very hard to knock it away. And therefore, the Machzah Shekel over here says by Vashani Kavur. The Bar Moshe Bettina says we have Kabbalah by Rasenu. The Maestro of Avosin go this way. By the Shulchan go this way. And most form are not Machalic. And they want to answer the Gemara, the Shach, what's Pshan the Shach? The Shach says, when it's within one Oina, does that mean one Oina you always see 28, sometimes morning 28, sometimes afternoon, sometimes in the evening? It means one time you see 28 in the morning, next time you see 25 in the afternoon, next time you see more in the evening than 29. You always see during the day, we fluctuate in the day, different days, by Vashani Kavua, 25, 28, 29. That's called the Pshan the Shach over. And therefore, the way how it's taught over, we're not going to be Mechalik, whether it's Ves Kavua or Eine Kavua, and they turn the Maisa of Ikka Machmer on both of them. It's on Chumash Shabbai. Talking about a Vesh Eine Kavua of Azura. We'll get to that. We'll get to it. See. Follow along, you see. Now, they do point out, what about the Chibuk for Nishuk in the Azura? Those who are Taino, and most of them go, it's a Chumra upon a Chumra. Chibuk for Nishuk and Machmer Tala of Racha, Azura is a Chumra, it's a Chumra upon a Chumra. Imagine the way our Berkut is over, beside his Mahalach over here. The only thing is maybe they cheshek, so forget. In the Ozu wants to be machmen tashmish, it's the same over there. She machmen kibbutz v'nishuk. It's all an extension of Bezrayu to tashmish. It's all a chilek part and parcel of the dear tashmish, and therefore it's said to be machmer. Fine, a peck and shake. That means nothing. Even on is made best according to him. Koshkin over here. Now, not another point in the Ozuwa. We'll get to Aloch and Siftes that we needed bedikas be made best. We'll see over there about Ozuwa. There are no bedikas. We'll get to why we no bedikas on Ozuwa. Is there an Ozuru on Oina Benini? That means I assume the Oilam knows. Basic idea is that Flogger, there's Chodesh and there's Benini. A Flogger is her own intervals, Chodesh is her monthly thing, and Benini is Shloshim. Is there an Ozuru on Benini? The Shtakas Svar has no Shaykhus. Benini means Stam Noshim Si 30 days. So you have Ozuru and now Chodesh 29 at night, 29 during the day. The whole idea is Rav Noshim Si 30. So why in the world be Chodesh to Oina beforehand? Therefore, this question of Moshe, he says there's no Ozuru on a Benini. Rabbi Yashko goes this way, Chodeshani, Rabbi Berkowitz says there's no such thing as an Ozuru on a Benini. However, I see Nuwis Farm bring it down, that Ketshuva bring it down from Bushet Tyro, Avoza goes this way, Tyre Sissol goes this way, the Gamma Zisfar against it. I think the reason why people are not taught is not much of an Afghamino, well, Locha practically. But let's say you see at night. So when's the Ozuru? During the day. We don't do Tashmash during the day, unless Mokum and Tzarech. So Tzarech anyway, you're not going to the Ozuru. Elamai, what's the case you saw during the day? During the day, most people machmas the creation should buy the night beforehand. Elamai, you want to knock away the creation inside whatever reason you have, whether it's Erechem, so the Kolshkin or Zeruah. So practically, doesn't come up, why to teach people not to keep the Zeruah? Because why confuse them already? Then you hear, yeah, here, no. Keep it, won't make a difference.
Is it crazy?
It's crazy is you keep the Oinu Beinus for 24 hours. 24 hours of that whole day. Not afterwards, before. 24 hours. That means you see during the day, you keep the day and the night before, but Oinu Beinus only. Only by Oinu Beinus. So Oinu Beinus, Manashach, you're... It doesn't come up, this case of Ozruah. Practically, let's welcome Tzarek. Welcome Tzarek, fine. Anyway, we'll make a Ozruah. Tzarek means each one onto their own. I'm leaving the oven. Now, negate the Ozruah, just to speak out the truth that we, Lemaisa, are Machmals, B'nai Torah, as Chumashivoy. However, negate to Mitzvah, we're Mekel. What does Mitzvah mean that we say, L'chatchila, we're Mekel? L'chatchila, we're not going to worry about the Ozruah. So, there are certain cases that are very simple. Then we get to Loch and Sevyod. The first case is, Lel Chopo, we do not worry about the Ozruah. Poshit. The second case in Sif Yud is Lel Tfilo. It happened recently, someone asked me, Lel Tfilo is Ozruah. We are not. We are Maisa Mekel, no Chum of Ozruah. A third case is a person asked me also that Mavatal Pir Rivya, that means the ovulation came in on Ozruah. Maisa, we are not to keep the Ozruah. Welcome to the Poshit. A fourth example, we'll get against the Loch and Sif Yud, is Yitzel Derech. When a husband leaves his wife, Shloim Mokam Mitzvah, the Chiv of Tashmish, we're not going to be machmer. Forget, we'll be machmer for the chiyuv oin over here. And a fifth example, if we get it, bomb derech, also be machmer the chiyuv oin, also not worry about the Ozruah. A sixth example is an interesting question. Shonu Rishonah. Is the person going to keep the Ozruah over here? It's the mitzvah. So it's brought down in the Sefer Mishmer Satara that he heard from Shlomo Zalman. They heard from Shlomo Zalman that the disciple showed him a balaturim on the pasuk v'simach es ishtoi. The word v'simach es gematrius is about turim of 364. Shlomo Tashmish is 364 days, except why one day not 365? Because that's Yom Kippur. You can't have Tashmish Yom Kippur. So in Minatara only one day. L'maaseh says also. And Minatara only one day. Tishma was not Minatara. Masking, right? Fine. So what? Minatara, yeah. No, so he's saying why the pasuk said v'simach es ishtoi. So he comes along and wants to that the stipler showed him a balaturim, and therefore he said, "Shonu Rishonah, a person does mock mitzvah." It's like lel chupa, lel oino, lel tefila. Same idea over here. Meister, when a Berkowitz says over, he says over Beloshes and Zahiris that true might be technically mutter, but you have to realize we have a get of kedusha over here. The anhokas that you know in the beginning of marriage seem to usually keep further on a marriage, and maybe the correct way to start off a marriage is the more of a healthier way is not to take on kulas that end up staying with you. Besides, you want to be noik precious and take that into account. That means you can usually figure out how to not get involved with this issue to get to the Ozruah and try to be machmer. There are other swarm liashiv and the sefer ches the tyra bring down min cheschein. So that bring down these ma'amikrim. Says no, we're machmer. Laisal talk they tyra toward when you get married, keep the Ozruah. So there is a shaila how far to be make makom mitzvah or mach makom mitzvah. Depends on what we're discussing, machmer in oino or machmer in Ozruah. There seems to be a shaila in anhogis. Could be depends. You're talking about how much friction or necessity there is to worry about oino, or how much necessity there is to worry about kedusha shabbat. Take that into account. Another example. You're asking makom mitzvah. What about lel Shabbos, Friday night? It's lel oino. It's a mitzvah here. So the Makor Chaim a few hundred years ago was discussing that's lel oinig, lel oino. It's a mitzvah. Machman to me, machman the Roy says no. Priya Soda, we're discussing the loch in the gear to. The idea of Vesha in a Kivur to Mekel be Machmer, his case is Friday night. That is his case. That means he comes up to be Machmer on Friday night. This is Abliashiv, he says, the Pashas, Mitzat Chumur Shabbai, the Stimus Apoyskim is not to Machalik. Stimus Apoyskim to leave it as is, even Friday night, to worry about the Ozruah, to take on Mitzat Neitoy, Mitzat Chumur Shabbai. Again, obviously, again, any Sarach, each one on their own, it's in Mitzat Chumur Shabbai, any friction or any reason to be take on the Chumur of Mitzat Oina, of how do we take that on? Otherwise, we're trying to be machmer on the idea of Friday night. That means it comes out that makom mitzvah or mekel. The certain questions are claiming isn't nichel the ghetto of makom mitzvah. For example, shana rishana, or the example of Friday night. Another thing to discuss Ozruah, they take on Ozruah by chumras. That means we'll get to the sepeis alocha b'mei mavucha. It'll be a big mavucha what yimei mavucha is. Those who will see Bezram on Sunday who are machmer v'mei mavucha. Come on, this woman say we're not machmer for the Ozruah. It's a chumrah, a big chumrah. A lot of people don't even keep it for that reason. Therefore, Rav Ozer writes Borili and the Chadish brought down already not to machmer the Ozruah on a chumrah of the Mei Mevucha. Another example discussed an Ozruah on a crazy. chumra upon a chumra. That means you keep 36 hours by innovating this. That means, let's say you see during the day, the crazy is machman the night before, and then we machman azur on the crazy 36 hours. So it's from a very clear for different reasons. Avadu, we're not machman 36 hours. Another example is cost the base mayor. I assume some people are familiar with these words. Then let's say you have a vest afloga, that's 28 days. And then you have one that's 25 days, it's ksara. The ksara for the base mayor is not uika the arucha. Machal yashach versus base mayor. The Mesa, we are taking on usually their chumash shavoy. And as you're in a base mayor, we'll not come along and take that on. We'll not be machmir with that case. Okay, no, case of bears, case of nakas. Swam come along, go through all the sugars of vestas. But the klal usually is, anytime we'll come out lalochli machmir tzad chumash shavoy, which again, the Meitara machmir numerous cases, will not usually take on the sugar of the Ozurua. But that's Ozurua. The second. There's 6 hours of Adonat, that we don't keep. But even 25 hours, I mean the crazy, Chiba Phoenicia, depends how far it will take. We'll have to get a sugar crazy, is it Medina or Betan Chuma Pashas? Again, it'll be the same idea that most of them will tell you not take on the Chiba Phoenicia on the crazy. And some will say, it might say, yeah, because it's maybe the Cheshik. It's the same. The second vessel will be the sugar of the Avi Yosaf. I mean, the basis again brings it down a second idea to be extending the idea of vessels over here. The way of the Shach, he comes out to explain, is that Be'etzim, a vest is only 12 hours. Gemara says 12 hours. That means during Nisan, during Tishrei, the days and nights are usually even as 12 hours. So let's take the other way, Tevis or Tammuz. Usually comes out, the day and the night could be up to 15 hours. So the question is, the Gemara says 12 hours, what to go do when you have a vest? So let's say a person in Tevis. Tevis is coming up next week. So let's say you... person sees during the day. During the day is only 9 hours in the day. So coming to Rabbi Yosef and says you have to perish 15 hours or 12 hours. Or the 12 hours. That means you perish that whole day, an hour and a half the night beforehand, an hour and a half the night afterwards, and then you have 12 hours. It also comes out of Kula. Let's say you see in the middle of the night in Tevis, you have 15 hours. The first hour and a half of the night and the last hour and a half of the night is Nichol Negedah of the daytime. We not nichol negedah the vest. And the question is, do we take on halacha this Avi Yosaf? So again, it's clear we have machlokes over here. The Shach bringing down the Bach Lemaisa calls the Bor Avad Machma over here, and therefore there is a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And the Chacham Bezalman says we're choishish. The choish for both ways. That means you only take on the Avi Yosaf lechumra. That means if you see during the day on Tesavis, the halacha will take on the chumra. Will take on the day, and plus an hour and a half into the night. The night before and the night afterwards. But let's say you see at night, middle of the night, we'll take on the chumra against Avi Yosef and take on the whole entire night, all 15 hours. That means we take on those who come on, take the Avi Yosef, the chumra, very clear in the kids and the chal bezadim, the chumra, the shach means, not hochi nakdinon, the kula, hochi nakdinon, the chumra shabai. And they're very clear that way. At Sadr Sheni, come on the base Yosef, says, Ein lochish lakach to mechush at all. The words of the Taz is Zebar Poshet. So we have two people who said Bar. The Shach says Bar, Taz says Bar, the Mamish Bar over here. The Minchas Yaakov on the page went Lekula, Meislach Yehuda, Tveris Yisrael. The Pesach Tshuva went this way, down to Mechalik. He said to Loike Shach over here, Aruch HaShulchan. Now that seems to be the Hanhoga. The way Levushi Oz, he says, oh, well, why that's Hanhoga? We had a hard enough time keeping calculations when our vest is. We can start keeping calculations if it's summer or the winter, the hours, the times over here. Leave it as is, and that means even though among the swarm there are numerous swarm of machmir, but there are numerous places in Malaysia who are makel, seem to be more swarm of makel, and now having little hoisif, it's very hard to keep the cheshbin over here. Now you could tell me practically, sometimes not much of an afkimino. That means let's say you see in the middle of the night, or let's say you see during the day, on Davis. So you go an hour and a half into the night, both ways. Very rarely people do tashmish an hour and a half into the night. So practically, it doesn't usually come up. You could say maybe the other way comes out. Let's say a person sees the first hour and a half of the night. So when is the vest? Next month, the vest during the day. That can come out nafkaminas more. But I mean, sometimes not much of nafkamino. Again, I think the reason why we do not take it on like the Azura, because Azura is very simple. You keep the oina beforehand. Keep that Aviyosaf, it's very confusing.
Also, that Aviyosaf would say that in that case, the oina is the day?
Yes, I think so, according to Shach, yes.
The
Yeah, according to him, yes, yeah, that's what comes out. Now, so we have one mahalach, we have one mahalach in the vessels is Azura, a second one is Av Yosef. There's a third vessel called the vessel of the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein. No, you have to know, we're Americans, a lot of us are told, we see the tshuva, we should know that there's a nochah sugya here. But Moshe comes along and says, the tshuva Gemara says, Aina is 12 hours. He says, our noshim not ruggle to see dafku within a 12 hour period. You do it, most wives at least say during the day or during the night. He wants to tie in the vest now is 24 hours. A vest is a 24 hour period. Nothing to do with the crazy, every aflogo, every chodesh, every baini, the vest is 24. And then he says, Waiti machmor, the orzerua, I keep 36. He writes, we are taking on the orzerua, we said, we're la achmor. We should keep 36 hours. It's called the vest of a Moshe. Now, Moshe Chula in Yodei Chelikimel, in Vidibarta Bob, Dov Feinstein says the Chula was not written by a Moshe. However, all the Talmidim said that Moshe held that way. And Master Benami, a Moshe before, a Moshe 50 years before, and Sefer Taras Yisrael brings down this concept. As my Mokmi writes in the footnote, Poshet Lekuli Alma. A lot of these said is true. Today we don't see Dafka during the days or Dafka during the nights. We see within a 124 hour period. And therefore, the vest is 24 hours. It's called the vest of the vest of Zeruah, vest of Yosef, and the vest of Moshe. The Maiso. Yes, he writes in Shuvah. Roy Lachman Gamin Chumas Zeruah on that. He writes that. I'm reading in front of me. You can read it if you want. Now, the Maiso again, what Berkowitz says, we do not, it's not Kabbalah, but you unless you're a Talmud. And the steamers are poisoning us, surely not that way. Or the Malachim, even Bezman Zer, they saw a Moshe and Moslem just leave it out, leave it blank. Pasha Paiskim is not that way. Especially one of the Vesha and the Kibbutz over here. But it's the idea to know if you're Talmud that those Lamaisa Machim for it, does not seem to be an Ogre. That means it comes out, we have three things over here. Ozerua, the Bnei Torah, people want to be Bnei Torah. That's what we seem to be knowing over here. Unless Mokum Mitzvah, Mokum Matzorah, Fukudaimo, or Chumru Shavoy. Avi Yosef, then Ogre is not to keep. The Moshe, unless you're Talmud, the Maisa also not seem to keep. So this Bez Hashem, next time we're doing the Amal in Sebeis Yimei Mevucha and going further on Sunday at Slach Rabbah.